Hello, this is Chris Nelson from evolveconsciousness.org. I'll be presenting five-part infographics that I call Speak Truth into Existence, and it has to do with the previous presentation on truth and the dualistic conceptual framework and our perceptions and consciousness, in that when we speak, it reflects the frequency of our consciousness through the vibration of sound that other people can receive, and that vibration of sound will influence them. And it doesn't need to be speech, it can be words in a book, it can be visuals. Everything that we receive has an effect upon us, and it can influence us and change us. So this is about the importance of speaking truth in order to affect other people and raise their vibrational level, symbolically. I'm talking about their vibrational level of consciousness, not literal vibrational level that's measured or whatever other pseudo-spiritual beliefs people have. I'm talking about consciousness and looking at it symbolically in terms of higher and lower consciousness and how we can symbolically represent that through a frequency of alignment with truth, of our perceptions and consciousness aligning with truth in reality. So the first infographic has a causal agent 1 on the left and a causal agent 2 on the right. The causal agent on the left has a frequency of consciousness in blue, a higher frequency rate of vibration. The person on the right has a frequency in red, a lower frequency of vibration. If you're familiar with the previous presentation on truth, perception, etc., and the dualism, then you'll already understand what I'm talking about. If not, please take a look at that, and you'll have more of an understanding. So the vibration of the voice is reflective of the frequency of consciousness. You speak what you think. As you interact with other people, the words you say to them, they will receive. You output, speak, and project, and they input, listen, and receive. And the same for other people. They output, speak, and project, and then you input, listen, and receive. So you speak what you think. And there's also the word abracadabra, which is I create as I say. So as you say, you're supposed to follow through and do what you say. So that's the power of the vibration of voice, of speaking truth into existence, is you're going to create as you say. So when you speak the truth, you do as you say and you do the truth. So at the bottom, there's a little diagram of speech influence from the blue higher frequency to the red lower frequency. And then we have the potential to affect people's frequency and possibly help them to change. So the person's going to go from a red to a higher frequency of green because of the influence of the frequency of blue onto the person in red. Well, you mix blue and the red in terms of the frequency of light, and what do you get between blue and red? You get green. So there you go. Again, we talked about this before. It's not green as the highest form. It's just green as the middle point between the spectrum of red and blue in terms of light. Let's have a little description, which I'll get into more detail. This is a causal force affecting another causal force. The output from one becomes a causal force that affects another person. So C1, causal agent 1, produces output effect that affects C2 as input, which itself is a stimulus and cause to have C2 respond to this effect that acts as a cause. For without the effect from C1, C2 would not even be responding. Hence, C1 is a causal stimulus for the response C2 generates as a result. Without the stimulus from C1, the response would not be there from C2. So even though we have, if you went through my consciousness and causality, part 2 presentation, you'll understand how There's thoughts and emotions that act as a causal generator for the effects that are actions, but within ourselves, we are a causal force as thoughts, emotions, and actions in order to affect reality. Well, this is how it works as well, is your output, even though it's an effect, it's also a causal force in reality to affect someone else, and then they'll generate a causal force within them and their thoughts and emotions. They'll generate an action as a response to what you said. So if you hadn't said what you said, they wouldn't be saying what they're currently saying. So everything is causally related. It's a prime law in the universe. Prime ratio, 1 to 1. And 1/1 = 1, so 1 to 1 just equals 1. So essentially cause and effect equals 1. And I've talked about that in, I think, causality and consciousness, part 2, maybe in part 1. Anyways, infographic number 2. So what someone does as a response to someone else would not occur in the first person if the first person did not produce the causal stimulus to have them respond to that first thing. So the first person is more in alignment, harmony with truth, less with falsity, hence the higher frequency rate of vibration. So I just put it around them. You can think of it as an aura, whatever, I don't care. I'm just using it as a symbolic representation as the person being in that frequency of consciousness, in a higher alignment with truth as a whole person. And then the other person is less alignment, harmony with truth, more with falsity. So when one person speaks, the vibration voice goes across and impacts the other person in red. So from the blue field, the vibration goes across in voice, and then it hits the person in red, and then you have the, I put orange lines as an impact point. So the vibration of voice is reflective of the frequency of consciousness. The cause from that source, causal agent one, goes out as an effect. So they are the cause, and then the effect they produce is an effect. So it's an output and the speaking and the projecting. And the other person, what they receive on their end is interference in frequencies, creates tension, is a possibility for change. So if you don't speak, there's no way that your blue frequency, higher frequency of consciousness, of perception with truth, is going to affect the person in a lower frequency perception of truth. They're not as frequently a lower frequency contact with truth. So you need to speak. So your cause is an effect, and that effect is input, listened, and received by the person, and it becomes an affect. Now once it's an affect from the realm of effects in reality, whatever affects us becomes a causal stimulus. So we speak the frequency of truth. A frequency can be viewed as a vibration. Vibration can create friction, tension, pressure, conflict in the interference with another vibration. If you think of the double slit experiment, the interference pattern, that's just a visual to help you understand how this works. Because in order to create change, the possibility for change, you require interference in the current modality of living, in the current modality of thinking, feeling, and acting that someone else is doing. So you need to input, speak truth into existence with the vibration that's reflective of your consciousness, and that will interfere in the frequency and create tension in the other person, and it creates conflict and pressure, puts pressure on them. The conflict between who they currently are in more alignment with falsity than truth, that attachment they have, well, it puts tension on that attachment, it puts pressure, it creates conflict between the two people even. It creates friction between the two people. The interference that one person is speaking against what the other person is attached to creates all of these negatives that people don't want to have in their lives. People don't want to be hassled. Like Mark Passio says, the denial, hassle, ridicule. People don't want to be hassled. So people don't like to engage in speaking the truth, because what happens when you speak the truth as a reflection of your frequency of consciousness and where you're at, the other person won't like it because they're not at the same level of understanding. and they're still attached to much falsity, and they don't understand what you're talking about. So yes, it's going to create interference between the two of you, friction, tension, pressure, conflict. Because your vibration is impacting their vibration. And since you're not on the same path, there's different levels. One's at a lower level, one's at a higher level. Well, it's not harmonious yet. They're not harmonizing at the same level. They can't truly unite in life. They can interact and do things, but they can't unite into the future to create the future that the person one wants to create, because they're at a certain level that's higher than the person two, and person two can't create at that level because they don't have the understanding required. So person one, causal agent one, needs to influence causal agent two to raise their frequency of contact with truth in reality, so that their consciousness is evolved as a result. And when they both are at the same level of moral alignment, then they can create together into the future together, rather than just interact. They can actually unite because they're actually at the same resonant frequency. So the frequency of truth interferes with the frequency of falsity, good versus evil, etc. Some people are more aligned with truth, and some are more aligned with falsity. The only way for falsity, immorality, evil to be changed is for the force of truth, right, good, etc. to be spoken into creation. So the only way a causal agent that is at a lower frequency rate of vibration in consciousness and truth and perception, etc., is for the other person to speak their higher frequency of a contact with truth in order to get the other person to get more contact with truth and evolve their consciousness and eventually reach the same moral servitude and standing for truth and morality as the other person, so that they can actually do the same things rather than be conflicted by their one person being more moral and one person being less moral than the other. And infographic number 3, we have the reverse direction. Now we have the person less in harmony with truth. They can respond and send their frequency of vibration onto the person who is at a higher frequency rate of vibration as well. So it goes the opposite way. So now the person in causal agent 2, they generate a cause as a response to the first causal stimulus from infographic 2 that the person causal agent 1 generated to causal agent 2. Now causal agent 2 is going to respond to the first causal stimulus, which wouldn't be a response if the first person didn't do what they did. So everything's causally related. So the cause to the effect, the person now is output, speaking and projecting rather than inputting, listening and receiving. So the vibration voice reflective of their frequency of consciousness is not in a higher blue, higher frequency of consciousness. It's still low in red, so they're projecting back as a low frequency rate of vibration. And again, that tension interferes in frequencies. So when you speak falsity, someone speaks falsity to you, and you're at a higher frequency contact with truth in reality, that's going to create tension and interference as well. Hearing falsity, lies, illusions spoken of as truth by someone can create tension as well. Truth does not tolerate falsity. Those aligned with truth are not rejecting truth. They are rejecting falsity with a shield, and then speak back truth to slice falsity down as a sword. So you can hear it, and it impacts your frequency, and there's a clash, because what you understand about reality and the correspondences and the coherence is stronger than the other person, and they have a more confused understanding, and they're speaking to you as if it's true. Well, that's going to create interference and tension, and you can shatter it because you have a shield. You're not, you have a shield, but you have a sword. You're not rejecting it as if it was just a shield. You're going to speak back the truth with a sword. So some people have a shield and they just block everything. And other people have a shield that they block the bullshit, and then they have the sword of truth to fight back and slice the falsity with. So after you receive the bullshit people are telling you, then you take your sword of truth and you slice back at their bullshit and destroy it, chop it up into little pieces and disintegrate it. And some people, well, they don't use the sword, they just use the shield and they deflect everything. It's not the sword of truth, not the shield of truth, but they reject everything with their shield. So it's just a big defense mechanism. So you can look at it as those who are properly equipped have the defensive shield to not be bullshitted, and they have the sword of truth to cut through the bullshit. And then you have some people who only have the defensive shield, and they're just engaged in defensive mechanisms to ignore, deny, reject, deflect, and dismiss any position that is not in their current understanding of objective reality. So you tell people about 9/11, you tell people about the animal issue, and they just deflect and dismiss and reject because they can't possibly conceive that people are that bad, that elements in the government are that bad, that things have been going on for thousands and thousands of years that we're still doing that are immoral and evil. Just people don't want to objectively look at their actions or the actions of others, and it's just reality negotiation to maintain their current worldview, their current sense of self and sense of reality and identity, so they need to deflect and reject those troubling issues about our reality that they don't want to face. So infographic number 4, this is a re-explanation of the first one. So the more an alignment person has vibrancy, vibration of voice, the reflective of their consciousness, they're a causal force that outputs an effect, to output, speak, and project onto the other person. Interference in frequencies creates tension as a possibility for change, so the effect in red comes in as an effect, because it's now a causal stimulus to that person. And so they input, listen, and receive it. So the speech from one person affects the other person's frequency, and then the change can be towards a raising of their vibration due to the other person inputting a raised higher vibrations of truth about reality, input through the vibration of voice, speaking truth into existence. And then the other person, causal agent 2, receives that effect, and that effect leads to a causal generation. And then they can generate from that causal generation another effect. So in this case, the causal generation would be in their thoughts and emotions, they realize how they're in contradiction and they need to change themselves. So with that realization, they work to change themselves, and the effect is that they do change themselves into harmony with reality more. So instead of being the red frequency, lower rate of vibration, now they've upgraded, they've gone up a level, gone up a grade, gone up a degree, and now they are at a green frequency rate of vibration, thanks to the input from reality of more concrete, real truth grounded in reality, the higher frequency rate of truth in contact with the perceptions and consciousness in contact with the truth in reality. The second person receives it, it alters their understanding of reality, and therefore helps them evolve consciousness to a higher frequency rate of vibration. Speaking truth or falsity affects others in reality. So I've said this before, how everything we read, everything that comes through our visuals, in terms of not even text, but in images from others, even if there's no sound, the sounds we receive, the voices we hear, the text we read, everything that comes in, input, has an effect upon us, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. It could have a minor effect, the effect that's intended, such as subliminal advertising, and sometimes that subliminal advertising doesn't have the effect that it's supposed to have in order to make you buy something, but it still has an effect. You can still be aware that it's there, still aware that it's trying to manipulate you, if you're aware that it's there, and aware of many things, so it has an effect on you, even though it doesn't have the effect that the person who generated wanted the effect to be. And then you can have effects that do work, and the subliminal message takes hold, and you can have effects of people speaking the truth into existence, and it does affect other people, and it helps them evolve. So speak truth or falsity affects others in reality. And all you need is one lie. Something can happen, and someone comes back There's a group that comes back, but one person lies and creates a false account, and they're the first person to speak. The leader of the community will believe that lie, and then they can act in accordance with that person that they may trust more. But because of that attachment, that trust in that other person, well, then the lie becomes the truth, and that'll affect other people. Then the leader will act upon that lie, and they will generate in falsity based on someone else who's speaking falsity into existence. And if other people believe it, well, then you believe in the lie, and then you'll act in accordance with that lie as well. Lies are very, very, very powerful. They can completely distort and destroy reality as it actually is. Let's say someone was responsible for the death of 6 people. There were 10 people, only 4 came back, and 6 died. Well, why'd they die? Well, because of someone's negligence. Someone was responsible. They did something. Maybe they shot them directly or killed them directly, murdered them, whatever. But there's one person that's responsible more than the other 3 that came back. And they start spinning a story about how someone else was responsible, and they did this and they did that, and that's why the leader's son died. And so everyone's going to get emotionally invested into the lie that the other person was projecting about who's to blame, just because they don't want to face culpability for what they did. The more people believe in the lie, the more strength it gets, and the more it can successfully propagate into the future and essentially never be corrected. So speaking the truth is very important, and the power of false, if you look at my work on falsity and good and evil, and falsity and evil and neutrality, you'll understand this more, and the power of the negative in our lives and how more powerful it is in terms of destroying things compared to the truth. If you have 99% truth but 1% lie, that 1% lie is still going to drive you off course from the truth because you're accepting it into your life. The power of the lie and the power of falsity and evil is very powerful. You know, you want to look at everything that everyone does good. So if a philanthropist and charity guy, billions of dollars allegedly helping people less fortunate than them, but then once a year, 5 times a year, they engage in raping and murdering children. So they did 99% good and 1% like pure evil. Is that excusable? No. That's why the focus on the evil, the focus on the negative, is more important than focusing on the good. That's why, again, I've written on infatuation with the good, infatuation with the positive. People only want to look at the good. People only want to look at themselves as good, as doing good, as being right, as being moral, being positive. They don't look at the negative, but the negative is the most important one to focus on in terms of removing it from our lives. The guy who does billions of dollars of good and then rapes and murders children once a year, is it excusable? No, it doesn't matter all the good you do. What matters is the falsity that you do. What matters is the evil that you do. That's what matters. The good, that doesn't matter. That's what evil does. That's what, if you haven't realized it yet, that's what evil does since all the beginning of time. Evil masks itself, it veils itself under good. Wrong veils itself under right. Falsity veils itself under truth. So evil, raping and murdering children, veils itself under good of philanthropy and charities and all this stuff. We need to look and focus more on the evil and not be so attached by the good people do, because it's mostly just a veil for the evil that they do. We need to focus on what's going on now in the old that's corrupted and evil, rather than focus on the new and the novelty, which is another infatuation people have that I've been talking about as a crucial importance in order to evolve. Falsity is really critical, and evil is really critical. To know the knowledge of the tree of knowledge of good and evil needs to be known in order to combat evil. You need to know the evil people do. That's not excusable. It weighs out. Oh, we got to balance it. No, it's not excusable that they do a bunch of good with the evil. Everyone needs to remove all of the evil in their ways. And we need to make other people remove the evil from their ways, and then we'll get rid of evil. And we need to speak truth into existence to get people to remove evil themselves. And the people who don't want to remove themselves, well, eventually there's a point. I have an infographic on that that I haven't put out. There's a certain amount of numbers. If you're one versus a million, the million are going to crush you. But once it's a million versus 500,000 or whatever, well, your group is bigger than the other group. So guess what? You can enforce morality and make people stop. Because right now, if you want to try to enforce... Go back a few hundred years when slavery was legal and accepted by everybody. Well, try to enforce you by yourself or a few people. Enforce and make a larger group stop the evil that they're doing. You can't do it. People need to raise consciousness and stop doing it themselves. Then, as that group of people who've abdicated from evil, when they're bigger than the people who have not abdicated from evil, then they can use physical force to squash down the people who are still doing evil. But if you don't have the numbers, what's going to happen is the people doing evil, they think they're doing good, and they're just going to murder you for trying to stop them what they're doing, because they're doing is God-given rights, and everything's good, and it's moral, and so enslave and murder people, and enslave and murder animals, and everything's good. And I'm going to put you in jail for trying to expose me. There's laws right now. Ag-gag laws for people exposing animal issue. They put them in jail for doing right. While the people who do wrong and immorality, they just keep making money. So, speak truth into creation to influence and manifest good. Awareness of interference with truth and morality, of disharmony with truth and morality, is felt as cognitive dissonance and emotions, anger, guilt, tension, pressure, conflict, friction. Discomfort has a resolution, either in accepting truth or rejecting truth from apathy, ignorance, and fear. So, as I've mentioned in the previous presentation on truth, perception, reality, and dualism, with how we process reality and reality versus perception, the cognitive dissonance. When we feel these emotional cues and cognitive dissonance, these are helpful to us if we want to listen to them. They are potential healing mechanisms. These things need to be felt. You need to feel reality. You need to feel these conflicts within in order to heal from them. Because if you're going to just ignore them, you're going to reject truth and then keep in your apathy, ignorance, and fear and reality negotiation in la-la self-deception, self-delusion land, well then nothing's going to change, and you're going to remain that way, and you're going to remain attached to falsity, and falsity is going to perpetuate. So cognitive dissonance is a helpful tool, and if you look back at that previous presentation and the chart, we can either take those cues and go in and try to figure out why they're there, why there's cognitive dissonance between the new info and the old info, between reality and our desires, reality and perception, and try to resolve the conflict. And if we don't do that, then we just keep engaging in cognitive dissonance and resolving it by ignoring things, by rejecting the truth and just believing whatever we want to believe. Whereas if we take the conflict and try to resolve it honestly, with what is in reality versus what we think is in reality, then we can let go of the falsity we are attached to that we think is reality, and then we can accept greater degrees of accurately understanding reality as it is, as a possible, probable, or actual part of existence. But the anger, the guilt, the tension, the pressure, the conflict, the friction, it needs to be felt because you need to feel your conflict with reality. Or your conflict with someone else. If someone else is speaking falsity, sometimes it does create a conflict because truth and falsity don't mix. So if you know the truth and someone's speaking falsity, it can create that tension as well, because the truth and the falsity will create that tension. But I'm talking more about the authentic cognitive dissonance when your understanding of reality comes up against reality itself. Instead of just someone else telling you what reality is, when objective reality is there and you don't like it, there's a conflict and friction, which can happen when someone is speaking truth to you, they're bringing reality to your attention, you're in the darkness and calcified ego, and they're bringing light to your attention. They're trying to raise you up towards the light, and then the light might be blinding, and you turn away from it, and it causes anger, guilt, tension, pressure, conflict, friction, interference, etc. But it needs to be faced. People who are bringing the light to our attention, the truth to our attention, trying to raise us up, they're trying to help us. So when we have cognitive dissonance, we shouldn't take it out against other people. We should recognize how they are attempting to help us. Even though we feel these negative things, it's not because of the other person. So yes, they are the causal force, and without that causal force, you wouldn't be feeling this right now. But it's not because of them. It's because of you, because of us, not being in alignment with reality, that when reality is brought to our attention, when the light of truth of reality is brought to our attention, because we're so much in the darkness and calcified, the conflict arises automatically. So it's not their fault, it's our fault, because we are the ones who are not in truth. We are the ones not in reality. And when reality and truth comes a-knocking, well, we just want to slam that door. We want to put our shield up, our defenses up, and not deal with how we feel about reality, with how we're feeling about this information. But reality needs to be felt. And I have that one. I have an aspect of that in a natural law little presentation on some infographics I did. I forget what it was called. I think it's the one with the train in it. Anyways, there's an infographic with a train. It has to do with us feeling reality. We have to feel reality in order to be able to respond to reality properly. So if you're not going to feel reality, or you're going to feel reality, but you're not going to deal with how you're in conflict with reality, then you're not going to be able to respond to reality properly. And we're going to keep going downhill and downhill and downhill, as we already are. So infographic number 5 just represents what happens when no one speaks. You have someone in a higher frequency rate of vibration, and you have people in lower frequency rate of vibration. And what happens when no one's talking, when you're not speaking truth into existence to another person to try to raise them? Well, no interference in the false frequencies creates no tension. So the person in red, there's no tension, therefore there's not going to be any change. There's no interference in their falsity, and there's no discomfort that requires no change. So the only way there's going to be change is for that discomfort, that tension, that pressure, that interference to be present. If you don't have that conflict, why are you going to change if there's nothing wrong? Why are you going to change if there's no problem? Why are you going to change if there's no tension, no conflict, nothing that needs to be resolved? If there's nothing that needs to be resolved, clearly you're not going to change. So in order for change to happen, there is a necessity for the conflict between truth and falsity that is inherent, that inherently produces cognitive dissonance, and the discomfort, the tension, the pressure, the interference, the conflict, the friction. So if you don't speak, none of that's going to happen, and nothing's going to change in another person's consciousness. Because falsity is going to persist. Evil persists. Chaos continues to develop. The dark force of evil grows as it manifests in reality through our actions. So nothing is spoken from the higher frequency to the lower frequency. The lower frequency doesn't have anything affecting it. Nothing's coming in to possibly stir things up and cause things to change. There's no interference, no tension, no discomfort, no conflict, no friction. So what happens to the person? So right here we have a little diagram at the bottom. There's no blue frequency going towards the red frequency. There's an X. Nothing's happening. So what happens? You don't speak truth into creation, don't speak truth into existence, then you don't affect people's frequency, and nothing will change. So the person will go from a red frequency to staying as a red frequency because the blue frequency did not come in to interfere with the red frequency's falsity. Truth is not affecting falsity, so nothing happens to the falsity. Falsity just perpetuates. And that's what happens when we don't speak truth into existence, which is the importance of level 4 care for truth, which is level 2, the great work. And that is to share speak, and preach the truth into existence. And the first level, 1 to 3 of Care for Truth, is to seek it, then embrace it, and then embody it. And that's all part of the great work level 1, is to seek the truth, and accept it, and embrace it, and then embody it, and be it, and live it. And then you can speak it, and share it, and preach it to others. Without this happening, without diagrams 1, 2, and 4 happening, the infographics 1, 2, and 4 of person 1, causal agent 1, speaking the truth into existence to affect causal agent 2, well, then causal agent 2 will never change. Or they'll have to change on their own with an influence from a reality somewhere else, but it sure won't be from causal agent 1, because they're not speaking to them. There's no influence happening. So this is a big problem we have, is causal agent 2, most people can't handle this tension, this conflict. They don't want it. They just want to talk about the weather and their shopping and little trivialities of life that have no significance whatsoever in evolving their own consciousness, in helping us attain a heaven on earth rather than the hell we're currently creating. They do not want to talk about it. And if you try, often they'll get mad at you, or they'll have a blank stare on their face because it's not something they're aware of and they have no response, or it's too shocking. But, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out too, and how to get to people, but I can at least see the underlying mechanisms, the psychological factors of what's happening and what we need to do. Not that I'm a perfect person in doing everything that I say either, you know. I still have work to do, and I have still to actualize what I know more into reality. So I have understanding, but I don't have complete wisdom. The two levels of wisdom: wisdom of knowing what the wisdom of right action is. So you can know what the wisdom of right action is, but if you're not doing it, then you're not doing it. And that's the level 2 wisdom of actually doing the wisdom of right action. So there's a lot of stuff I do, and then there's stuff I don't do yet, because I haven't reached that level of actualizing and that level of fierceness and the sword of truth and everything. But I'm working my way towards it. So just letting you know where we need to go, what we need to do, and to serve truth and less of personal attachment to people and not wanting to upset them and not rock the boat. So you can look at my previous article on Truth is Love to understand how truth is love, how speaking the frequency of truth into existence is love, the higher love, capital L, of being equal to truth, right, good, morality, natural moral law, which is the way to actualize more of our, a truer self, a realer self, a more authentic self, a higher self, a more real will, a truer will, a higher will. It's all within us that we can become. Anyone can become it. Just more and more with truth will actualize more and more living in truth and morality. So anyways, I'll end that there. Check out the previous one on truth, perception, reality, and dualism. Check out consciousness and causality, part 1 and 2. Truth is Love, other work, and it'll help you understand how all of this works, and the frequencies, and you can look out on my work on unity, on to understand how people need to be on the same resonant frequency in order to truly unite and build together into the future. That's why we need to speak and get people on the same page, because if that doesn't happen, then we won't get anywhere together, and we'll be trying to build a future that's conflicting because we're not on the same page. You need to get on the same page. All right. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a nice day. Take care. Peace.